Begin to honor you and say, Holy Spirit, we honor you. We thank you for this opportunity. Can we pray and talk to him? 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 That the next 20 minutes, there will be a shift. The next 20 minutes, illumination, light. The next 20 minutes, something is going to happen as the Holy Ghost, who is called the Spirit of Revelation, will begin to unfold to us the mysteries of the kingdom as regards what we are dealing with right now. Holy Spirit, we thank you and we honor you and welcome you officially into this place. Be thou glorified, O God. Be thou exalted in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. I also want to, in 1 minute, honor our Father, Apostle Japheth, to give me this opportunity to be here. Thank you so much, sir. It's a privilege. I really, really appreciate so much, sir. And in 1 minute, I want us to pray for Apostle Japheth. I want us to pray for this ministry. And there's one thing I learned from winners, and prayers are consistently made for Papa. Nobody says Papa is a superhuman and he's just left alone. So I want us in 1 minute, can we rise to our feet in honor of God's servant and pray for him and pray for this ministry? If anything happens to Apostle Japheth, then you know every other thing will nosedive. But I want us to pray for him and pray for the vision and pray for this mandate. The devil obviously will not like this ministry. Any ministry that has liberated people from the claws of darkness, the devil will definitely not like such a ministry and whoever the visionary is. So I want us in 1 minute to pray for him. And whatever prayer you are praying for him, God will use that opportunity to cover your family likewise. So can we pray for Apostle Japheth right now, our Father in the Lord, and pray for this ministry and intercede for him in just 1 minute. I really want us to do this in just 1 minute and pray and say, Lord, let your hand of sustenance, let your hand of sustenance, let your hand of sustenance rest on God's servant. Let your hand of sustenance rest on God's servant. Let your hand of sustenance rest. As he has started, he will last. He will not fail, he will not falter. As many that look at him with the eyes of contempt, wishing and looking for his downfall, it would never happen and it would never come to pass. Lord, we pray and we stand behind your servant in prayer, and we stand in the realm of the Spirit through prayer, and we send prayers into the future we cannot yet go. We send prayers into the tomorrow we cannot yet arrive to. We send prayers and we say, Lord, your servant will stand strong even as an end-time agent of change, raising other end-time agents of change. There will be no failing, there will be no faltering. You have started and you will continue. There will be sustenance through thick and thin. There will be no failure. Father, we give you all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Then also in 1 minute, can we just pray and say, Lord, a word. Bible says he sent a word unto Jacob and delighted upon Israel. Whenever God gives a man a word, it's never exactly for him, but for the people. So can we pray and say, Lord, send a word to me today. Send a word to me. Psalm 107 verse 20 said, he sent a word and healed them and delivered them from all their distresses. The word of God has the power to cause advancement. Light, advancement comes as a resultant effect of light. So can we pray in 1 minute and say, Lord, let the light of the word of your word set upon my path, even in the next 15 minutes. Lord, let the light of your word set upon my path. Can we pray that prayer in 1 minute? Let the light of your word set upon my path. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me to see. Help me to see. Cause the eyes of my understanding to be enlightened that I may know. Cause the eyes of my understanding to be enlightened that I may see. Jesus, I want to see. I want to see, Jesus. Set light on my path. Set light on my path. Set light on my path. In Jesus' mighty name. Okay, can we have our seat comfortably in God's presence? I want to just rush. Thank you, sir, once again for this opportunity. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to rush. I'd like us to just please follow. Praise the Lord. I was given a topic and how to be blessed. I want to just rush it. First of all, the first thing I want us to know is that it's God's way for us to be blessed. Is the will of God for us to be blessed? Is God's will for us to prosper? I used to grow up thinking that prosperity was not exactly good. And the background and most of the things I used to believe years ago, I used to feel carnal for wanting a kind of wealth and comfortability. But as I began to
discover more about God. I discovered that the kingdom of God can only be effectively carried by a blessed man. A blessed man is the only person who can truly, truly bring down the kingdom of God. I don't know how many of us remember the story of Joseph of Arimathea. When Jesus had died and he was on the cross, all the prayer warriors, all the fasting giants, all the apostles and disciples, none of them could bring down the body of Jesus except Joseph of Arimathea, whom the Bible let us know was a wealthy man. He was blessed. So it was because of that influence, that degree of blessing, he was able. So it's evident that the blessings of God played a role in our salvation. So the body would not have come down if that blessed man was not involved in the equation. So I need us to know, because what I want to do in the next few minutes is to work on our minds and help us understand the reasons why we need to really know the need for the blessings. So if you have been, you know, dragging your feet before, you should buckle up and know that the end time revival we are talking about is dependent on blessings. It's dependent on wealth. It's dependent on finance. It's dependent on finance. I discovered a few years ago that the Islamic religion, I think about 3.5 years, I don't know if it's still like that now, but a few years ago, the Islamic religion was the fastest growing religion in Africa, if not the world at large. And that was because they had a great deal of finance behind them. Finance, finance. So if you are neglecting finance, especially without understanding in order of priority the reasons why you need to be blessed, would just be going in circles. Why the devil is winning the war, we win the battle and you win the war. It's not about winning the battle, it's about winning both. Praise the Lord. So how to be blessed is first to understand what blessing is and why we need to be blessed. From the lens of scripture, everything we do must be within the confines of scripture. To be blessed is to be equipped with everything life has to offer. When you go to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 21, it says, and he will equip you, paraphrasing now, he will equip you with every good thing for his work. So you can see that the reasons why you need to be blessed, or what the blessing is that you come to a point where you are above the need of the average man. Now, this is what God is trying to. This is Bible standard blessing. So you know you are not blessed when you are still remaining within the confines of the needs of the average human being. You know you are not blessed. To be blessed by kingdom standard is when you rise above the needs of the average man. Then you can say you are blessed. And Bible says that, what does that mean? That you are equipped with every good thing, not some good things. I have a house, I have a car, but I can afford the car today, I can't afford it tomorrow. That's, you know you are not there. Praise the Lord. You know you are not there. So we can understand in this next minute, we are going to know what level of blessing we are, whether we have it or we don't have it, so that we can know what to do and how to pray and what is wrong. The word of God is made for reproof, for correction, and for clarity. It shows us light so that we can know at what path we are walking in, whether we are walking in the right direction or we are not walking in the right direction. And this is the reason why we need to pay attention to the word of God. It's very, very important. In God's word lies advancement. Praise the Lord. The blessings of the Lord is a place where you are a stranger to lack and want of the average man, like I've already mentioned. Now, I want to say three reasons why we need to be blessed. I'm still getting to how to be blessed, so it's a bit of a short walk. Three reasons why we need to be blessed. Number one, for the kingdom. For the kingdom. For the kingdom. If you don't understand it like this, our lives is not enough to acquire all there is. So what God does is that he helps us to understand the different facets that compile speed and help us to move fast. Because if we are guesswalking our way, you know, Apostle Joseph Selman used to say that you don't guesswalk your way in the kingdom. You walk with precision. So the word of God gives that petition. Three reasons why we need to be blessed. Number one, for the kingdom. When you read Hebrews 13:21, which we just read now, it says that you are equipped with every good work, and the reason is because of God's kingdom. So because finance, the only way God can help, the only way the kingdom can progress is when the people of God are blessed. In fact, the only way you can concentrate in church is when you are blessed. When you are not blessed, when you come to church having issues, it's easy for the devil to draw your attention away. And the only way you can focus completely on Jesus, during the early ministry of Jesus, Caesar came. People came to ask for finance. So that was enough distraction. Praise the Lord. So when you are doing your ministry, if you are not blessed and you do not have what it takes to hold yourself, when Caesar comes, all you would have is excuses, and then your work for God will be interrupted. So God needs you to be blessed for his kingdom so that his kingdom can have unhiccuped success. I don't know if we are following. So it's important. Without these revelations, God will not communicate certain dimensions of wealth to us without this understanding. Understanding is like enlarging the capacity for the oil of wealth to flow. So you need to understand. You won't say you understand about healing. So automatically, no, it's what part of scripture you understand that unfolds its riches to you. Praise the Lord. Now, the second reason why we need to be blessed is for ourselves. Like I just said, you cannot really concentrate in church having issues. And that is the truth, except we do not want to be sincere with ourselves. Having issues. When you think about school fees, you think about house rent, you think about this, you think about that. Half of the service, you are not even listening to the message. I was in about some months ago, and the man was giving a testimony. He had that he was on financial pressure of almost $1 million or thereabout. And he said he was just acting like a mad person in the church. Everybody was looking at him for more than half the service. Why? Praise the Lord. So, I don't know if you understand. This is exactly the scheme of the devil to shortchange the effectiveness of the end-time church or the end-time army. When we don't know why we need to be blessed and we don't have to settle for less, there's a degree of blessing that is called kingdom standard. So, when you settle for less and we say, okay, less, we are okay. And then God cannot even communicate some visions to you because you need finance to back it up. So God will have to make do with an unbeliever or make do with somebody who doesn't have the requisite passion and pursuit to push the work, because we decide that we will not press further. Praise the Lord. Number three reason why we need to be blessed, for all those connected to us. You see, the truth is that I was on evangelism one day, and there's a guy I've been speaking to and I've been talking to, but he didn't even respond to me. And then there was this man, one of the blessed men in Winners. Then I don't know, for some reason, you know, when God wants to teach you some things, he just embarrasses you a little. So the man asked me to follow him in his car to evangelism. And when we got there, he just, to the same shop I have been going to for so long, asking him to come to church, and he would just listen to everything I have to say. So it will not be that he didn't hear anything, and then I will go and it will be the same story again another time. But the moment this man came, got down, and he saw the way he was dressed, saw everything he came with, he knew Jesus was Lord immediately. Now, I'm not trying to be kind. I just want to point out something to us so that we can get angry with our situations and know that you have 100,000, 200,000, it's not wealth. There's a level that you get to, and your life becomes the message in reality. So when you are blessed, you discover that you, not just you, but every other person connected to you will be saved. Most of the times when God prophesied speaks blessings to either Moses or any of the judges or any person in the Old Testament, he always tied the blessings to their generations. So whenever you pay the sacrifices or whatever things you need to do to acquire or reach that dimension of blessing in experience, you discover that you are not the only one that is brought out of that. Because when you get married, your children will be automatically, they won't need to pay that same price again. So when you are blessed, you and all connected to you comes out of it. Praise the Lord. 3 John 2 says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. I wish above all, there is this, you know that it is the will, it is the wish, the desire of God that you and everything connected to you is blessed. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, the above are the three litmus tests to verify that any man is blessed by kingdom standards. At what point do you give to the kingdom and it touches you? When you get to that point where you can give to the kingdom significantly without stress, then you know you are blessed. When you get to that point where you can take care of yourself completely without having to depend on another, you know you are blessed. When you get to that point where all those connected to you, Bishop Oyedepo defined prosperity as this, that you cannot say you are blessed if it's just you and your family. But you can say you are blessed when it is you, your family, and third parties. Praise the Lord. Then you can say you are blessed. So by these are the three things that you use to verify the blessings of that a man is blessed by biblical standards. These are the three. So praise the Lord. Now, how to be blessed in experience? You know, I've had a lot of people say, I'm blessed as a Christian, I'm blessed, and this, and I'm looking at their lives. Me, I know I'm not yet blessed to that degree. So I see some people come out and they are making false accusations, and the devil is like, praise God. The keys to attain the blessed version of yourself by Bible standard is hidden in the three dimensions to kingdom wealth. These are the things God revealed to me. This year, I began to take my finances serious this year. Because it dawned on me that I used to, this fear, you know, held me back for long. And this year I began to, so God began to reveal a lot of things to me. Praise the Lord. The key is to attain the blessed version of yourself by kingdom standard is hidden in the three dimensions to kingdom wealth I'm going to mention now. Number one, mental transformation. That's what I call mental wealth. The depths of what you know. Apostle Joshua Selman was speaking in a conference, and then he made a very interesting statement. And he said that where you are today is as a resultant effect of what you know and the level of what you know. So when you increase in knowledge and your mental transformation, how you think, I discovered that there's a way wealthy people think. I discovered that there's a way great people think. There's a way phenomenal people think. I discovered and I began to adopt superior thinking systems. And by so doing, certain relationships started shifting away. You might call it issues. You might call it, but it is once your thinking pattern begins to differ from your original company, chances are that within a short time frame, something will happen. And sometimes it will come in form of issues, it will come in form of quarrel, and believe me, you really don't have to bother. Because it's either they step up to your thinking standard or they move out. Otherwise, you cannot be blessed with a low thinking faculty. So you need to update your thinking pattern. Mental wealth. Without mental wealth, these are the things that will bring you to that point. Success is not pursued. It's a resultant effect of who you are becoming. It's a resultant effect of mental transformation. So, when you are just pursuing it without knowing, if there are people I know today, if 15 million naira should come to their hand, they will become poor in 3 weeks. Because the money came to, it's like water in a basket. I was telling our vice president of our network after God opened my eyes to a lot of things, I began to set out businesses. I began to set out investment plans. So I'm not mixing words. I'm not mixing mouth. There's no confusion anywhere. Praise the Lord. But somebody is saying, God, give me 20 million naira. To give me 20, the business has no structure, nothing. The next thing is to go to boutique when that money lands, or to buy a car. You will become poor. Very poor. I met a man some years ago that handled hundreds of millions. And he was telling me he was a football manager. As at the time we were talking, he couldn't get card. And it pained me so much because I'm like, this is something people are, this level you just came out of is a level people are dying for every day. And you had it within your grasp. There are people that were footballers. Do you know how much they pay one footballer? And then you were a footballer for like 5 years and you are still poor. So you could see that there was no mental wealth. So when you arrive to the wealthy place without mental wealth, what will happen is, a rubber ring. You will return back. It's not village people. It's not the devil. You will return back. The lack of mental wealth, the wealth of knowledge, transformed mind, you will return back as though you were never there, because that lack of mental wealth will fight that level until you're out of it. Praise the Lord. Let me rush now. I don't have time to really elaborate. Number two dimension of kingdom wealth you must have is spiritual wealth. Now, I'm sure you don't want to become wealthy tomorrow and spend that wealth on sickness. Now, these things, you know, every businessman, especially if those are businessmen here, you know that when you read business books, especially those from the secular world and from secular authors, proven authors from the secular world, they have their own, you understand. So, but when you come to the kingdom, there are some additions, there are some things to balance in respect to the Lordship of Christ. So everything has to be in accordance within the confines of the Word of God. Very, very important. Otherwise, you know it's not God sponsoring you. So number one is mental wealth, which is one of the laws. If you want to do business well in the physical world, you need to be knowledgeable, you need to be skillful, you need to be smart, you need to know things. Praise the Lord, you need to know principles. So without mental transformation, you know you're already doomed from the start. So the second one is spiritual wealth. How much of God do you know? The balance to kingdom wealth is spiritual knowledge. You know, when we analyze 3 John 2 very, very well, you discover that 3 John 2 says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth, even as thy soul prospereth. So the balance scale is that your wealth must increase as your spiritual knowledge. So if you are increasing in blessings and your spiritual life is decreasing, I think we know the answer to that. Praise the Lord. So let me just rush to the next one because of time. Wealth of relationships. No man rises alone. You see, this part has been, I've discovered, honestly, I've seen people that are gifted, even more gifted than I am, whether in world or business or whatever, they are very gifted people. But this ego, this unhealthy high self-esteem, I cannot, relationships, quality relationships. I just graduated from the university recently. I spent 4 to 5 years there. From the year 1 to year 5, God was just guiding me to build quality relationships. I don't even know why initially, until I began to study and I discovered that the wealth of relationships, without every wealthy man today, every successful man today, know somebody you don't. You need the hand of somebody who is blessed to lift you to your place of blessing. Whether you believe it or not, just find a way to inculcate that belief system into the archive of your understanding. That you need a blessed man to lift somebody. The blessings of God comes through men to men. So you need somebody. If God wants to lift you today, He will not lift you to a poor man now. You need somebody. Even if it's not directly, maybe a poor man might connect you to somebody who has the requisite resources to lift you from your current state to a sustained level of blessing. Praise the Lord. Is God helping us? The wealth of relationships, the depth of human relationships you have. Some of us disrespect people. We don't honor people at all, especially those you know are superior to you. And you want to rise. Believe me, I'm telling you, it's not possible. I really wish it were. I would have just apologized and said maybe everything I'm saying, you know, I just formed it. But no, these are truths I've researched over the years. I started telling God I need to be better with my life for long before now. Praise the Lord. The wealth of relationships. How many people do you know? You don't even know who is sitting beside you. Some of us, somebody will match us and we'll just you want to kill the person. No matter what situation you are going through, no matter what the issue, you are never be bad to people. Because sometimes you don't know who. This is one of the reasons why many people are not blessed. You spoke anyhow to somebody and you didn't know that the person was the manager in the office you needed a favor. And you may not even have known that he's the reason why you didn't get that favor. But you go to church and you say, village people. So sometimes our village people are even surprised as to why and how we keep blaming them, even when them and us know it's not them. So it's an appalling issue, seriously. So let us understand that. And you can, because of time, I can't, like I said, I have to just. The above three are the guiding angels to the wealthy place, to the blessings as we know it. Ignoring them will only lead handicapping the hand of God from reaching out to us. It is true that as Christians, we are already blessed in Christ Jesus. But does not mean that the blessing has been taught or has been brought into our experience. We need to understand it's not enough to just confess scripture up and down, left and right. But that we must come to a point it comes to experience. Because when you stand before an unbeliever or an atheist, what will you tell them? That you are blessed? Really? No. The Bible says, let your light so shine before men. So that means it should not shine through your mouth. It must shine. That is, it must be seen visibly, vividly. I used to tell myself, I will never preach something that is not my conviction. I will never preach something that I do not really believe. What will I stand here and tell people tomorrow when they look at me? What will be the testimony? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So Colossians chapter 1 verse 27, we can read that. Philippians 4:19 and Ephesians 2:7, we can read that later. The voice of God. I want to really talk. I was listening to Apostle Michael Lopo some days ago, and he said a statement I've heard from different people. The first time I heard it was from Apostle Adome Osaye, that he never knew how easy it was to make wealth or to be blessed until he discovered the voice of God. Now, this is a very, very sensitive aspect, and I would love us to really listen. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21. I think that is the scripture that says, and you shall hear a voice behind thee saying, this is the way, walk in it. Now, that's not just it. You know, I need us not say we know it. Let's just follow. You can be surrounded with so much wealth and still be very poor. You can be in the sea of wealth, and poverty will hold that person like you are in the desert. Now, when we remember Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Please, I don't know if Deuteronomy 8:18, the power to get wealth, okay? Yes, being spoken of there. Now, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21 and Deuteronomy 8:18 are two most powerful scripture as regards and as relates to being blessed. Okay? Now, the power to get wealth being spoken of, there isn't a psychic ability or something of sort of, but connecting it with Isaiah 30, the power is the word. Now, remember that we are Christianity. Is not really our name as per se. Now, in the sense that in Antioch, that was where the believers were first called Christians, because they saw the nature of Christ in them. So that's why they gave us that name. God didn't give us that name. It was men that gave us that name. So they called them Christians, little Christ. Praise the Lord. So now, we are believers in a kingdom, under a king. Now, God is called the King of Kings, Abba Father. So, and there's a saying that where the word of a king is, this power, right? So now it says, behold, I'm the Lord thy God, I'm the one that giveth thee power to get wealth. Correct? Now it says, you will hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way you walk in it. So Since the word of a king is power, that means the power to get wealth is the word. The instruction, the word from the spirit, that is the power to get wealth. So when God speaks, I know of a man, I was telling my vice, I told him, I know of a man that God spoke to go to Canada to start his ministry. He was heavily anointed. But excuse family, I want to say, it's not time, let me wait. And as at the time we were talking, that was more than 10, 15 years, he was now the driver of a family car. Tomorrow he will say he's village. But God gave him an instruction. Your wealth is hidden, truly. Your blessings is hidden, truly, in the instructions of God. Praise the Lord. The word of God. So let me just wrap up quickly. The power to get wealth comes as a resultant effect of the released word from the mouth of God. The first question is, what did God say? In a nutshell, your wealth is hidden in the voice of God, like I said before. More than just tithing, more than just giving and sowing, which are part pillars of the blessing. Now, you see, tithing doesn't give you wealth. Tithing doesn't exactly give you wealth. Tithing doesn't give you money, as we preach many people. Tithing opens the windows of heaven over everything you do. When you assess Malachi chapter 2 very, very well, read any translation you want to read. He says, and he will open the windows of heaven. Shall you not, and the blessings that, I'm just paraphrasing, the blessings that will come, you will not have enough room. So it shows you that he didn't talk about money. So if you are limiting that to money, it means you are not yet in the very depth of the understanding of the revelation of that scripture just yet. And that will limit the excellency of what God needs to do in your life. Praise the Lord. I truly believe that the writing here, this is your season of lifting, is not just about this writing. This is actually what God wants to do this year. It's up to you. You are not blessed if you don't have finance. You are not. You are not blessed if you don't have quality relations. You are not blessed if you don't have mental transformation. You are not. How much do you know? When you stand before a great man, will they say you are talking nonsense? Or will they say, oh my God, wow. I remember when I started to develop my mind, I had the opportunity of speaking with a 2-1 graduate in a youth camp meeting in Winners in 2016. And I just spoke to her in about 5 to 10 minutes. And I thought I had taken her time. And she said, I said, please, I'm sorry for taking your time. Let me get going. She said, no. That she wants to hear more. I said, really? It was then she told me she was a 2-1 graduate of one of the prestigious universities in the nation. She now asked me how old I was. I was 18 then. And then why she said, are you sure you are 18? That I must be lying. I said, I'm not. I said, I was 18. She said, you are lying. I said, I'm not. So she couldn't be, because what was coming out was, this can't be coming from an 18-year-old. Praise God. Mental transformation. Dr. Polinice said, if you can't make sense in 1 minute, you will not be able to make sense in 1 hour. So after giving you 1 minute today, there's no need giving you 1 hour tomorrow. You will not make sense. There's no this. And this is how great men think. They don't have time for anything. So when they give you an opportunity and you useless it, and you will beg and beg, even cry, even if you are dying, they will still pass you by. There's a way the great think. And that's why some of us are angry with great people every time. I told myself, after God revealed certain things to me about wealth and the blessing, I told myself I will never be angry with any wealthy man again. I will never be angry with any blessed, no matter what happens. One thing you need to know about blessed people, especially those who became blessed through process, they don't do anything without a reason. So if they said, I'm not going to help you, you are being angry. It already shows your deficiency in mental transformation. You're being angry. Already shows serious deficiency that you are. It already shows that there's a lot you don't know. Praise God. Hallelujah. I think I'm done here. So I just hope that we've been able to understand. There's a lot I didn't say, but there is also the warfare dimension of kingdom wealth too. Because when prophecies are released, you don't watch them come to pass. You pray them into reality. Prophecies are what has already happened spiritually. Then your prayer is the platform to bring the spiritual building into physical orchestration. Praise the Lord. So in 1 minute, can we begin to pray as I welcome our Father? Can we begin to pray and say, Lord, I want my life to change. I want my life to change. Whatever it is I'm not getting right, help me. I want my life to change. This year will not end without me being a blessed man. This year will not end without me being a blessed man, a blessed woman. I will not just be blessed, but I'll be a blessing to all those connected to me. I will be a blessing to myself. I'll be a blessing to my generation. Until you're a blessing to your generation, you are not yet a blessing. Until you're a blessing to your generation, you are not yet a blessing. If you are the only one eating, it's only your family that is eating, then you are not yet a blessing. So can somebody get angry this morning and say, Lord, enough is enough. And Jacob, when I stood with the angel, and that was that battle that changed his life. I said, I will not let you go until you bless me. I will not let you go until you bless me. When you are blessed, your environment will change. Your relationships will change. A lot of things will signify and signature your movement to a new level. Venice Cabrado Salibrake Dovadas. Hekezi Dali Gradia Loti Dabran. Van Nikoti Dabrato Savan. Hakudia. Lord, by prophecy, will you shift my life? Will you shift my life by prophecy? By prophecy, will you shift my life? I refuse to be at this level. I refuse to be in debt. I refuse to be at this level. I refuse to be at this level. We that glorify the God. Let's begin to give God thanks. Lord, we give you all the praise. Blessed be to your holy name, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Amen.